Alrighty, this is Tony Williams
and Chauncey Williams with What Do I Do Now, your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.
You know, we always like to kick off with a little bit of sports talk.
Oh, yeah, we're a little bit of sports talk. We got, we got the Spartans going down today against University of Michigan.
As they say, who would have thunk it, right? A year later. And then the Spartans, they played in the Big Ten Championship last year, right?
That's right. And now we got a 5-game losing streak. I watched Maryland last week. Maryland looked good. Maryland's fast.
Yeah, I was impressed too, man.
So everybody right now, they're taking their shots. Yeah, they're taking our shots on us. They're beating on us. But it's all good because those guys are young.
Okay.
It's a young team. So
that's right.
Not a lot of seniors, so we'll be right back.
Yeah, that's part of sports, man. You know, they'll say, kick me while I'm down because I'm coming back. Okay, and then when I'm back, remember it because it's not going to be the same.
You're right.
And then we got our high school football starting off with the playoffs, which is always a great time of year for the folks in the Muskegon area.
That's right. Muskegon in Division III, right?
Yeah, man. We're in Division III. It's, you know, strictly about enrollment.
Wow.
Yep. Strictly about enrollment. We won our first state championship back in, 86, 89. We were Division I. That's before they broke them up into the classes they got now. Back then, they only had four divisions,
okay,
which was A, B, C, and D. And that was the year Catholic won and we won, which is still a attendance record at the Silver Dome for high school playoffs. But now, Catholic, I know they will make it, okay?
Yeah, they're
going. So they're going to play Friday morning at 10, and then if all things played out, if we were Division II, we'd play right behind them, which we had done in years gone by. But now, we're the last game on Saturday night. That's Division III. So, you know, it is what it is. And, we'll take a Division III championship. And I think it's going to be a rematch against Orchard Lake St. Mary's because they made it in at 5-4. I don't think there were one other team in Division III that were 5-4.
Wow.
And they made it. So, great. I hope that plays out. We like to get another shot at them.
They got us by, 6-0 one game or something?
7-0.
Man.
And, that was the last time we had been shut out, Chauncey, and I can't remember. That was, it had to be back in the late 70s when we used to have them dog fights with Traverse City and Grand Haven and Catholic, and the game would be 6-0 and that kind of stuff. So, for us, with the offense that we have now, it's just unheard of that we don't score a touchdown.
Yeah, that is unheard of.
When you look at our numbers this year, we're averaging 55 points a game. And I think we're giving up an average of 8 points, something like that, a game.
Yep.
Which all came in the second game of the year for the most part.
That's good. Khalil came by our I know this is pre-recorded. Khalil came by our classroom today, Pimpleton. Talked to my students and
good.
Coach White brought him through. Kicked it with the kids. Real humble dude, laid back.
You
know, I told him I guess I'm a lot older. I want to be his daddy. So
Yeah, you are.
I don't look at myself like that, but I just be thinking. And I looked at him. I'm looking at his spirit trying to read him. And I see I told him Warwick Dunn.
Oh, okay.
That's what I thought about with his character, for what I've been hearing and how he presented himself today. I said, you Warwick Dunn. And I was like, he said, what, football? I said, nah, just your stature right now and where you at. And I said, you need to look his story up because, Warwick Dunn's mother died. She was a police officer.
Okay, and didn't know that.
She was escorting someone to the bank with a large sum of money, and they ambushed her and killed her.
Mm.
And so what he does is he give away houses.
Okay.
His organization does, and he really helps families that are single-parent moms.
Okay, because he went to Florida State.
Yep, his Florida mom State. Was a single parent,
Okay.
Did he play with Charlie Ward? Or he came after Charlie Ward. He played with Charlie Ward in 93.
He played with Charlie Ward, so yeah. He would have been on the Tampa Bay team too then?
Yep, he was on Tampa Bay.
Oh, okay.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers at first. Then he went to Atlanta. With my boy TJ Duckett.
Okay.
I met him before. He came down, kicked into Detroit before. And I seen Khalil. I looked at him, I was like, you look like Warwick Dunn.
Okay.
So he probably he didn't understand, but when you used to get to meet somebody, you know them in a different element, you know what they do with their life.
Right.
But Warwick Dunn created this organization for single parent moms for living because he had to raise his five siblings when his mother died.
What a story.
Yep. So
I imagine that's a good example.
Yes, that's right. It's a good example to follow.
Yes, it is.
Somebody make it to NFL status and they give houses away.
That is, man. That's giving back.
That's
we
it.
we hear a lot about the professional athletes that get in trouble, create situations that cost them not only their careers but their earning potential.
That's right.
And you take guys like that, that and he probably doesn't live a flamboyant lifestyle.
No, I don't.
And he's using the resources that he's been blessed with to help others. And those are the kind of stories, man, that need to be told.
Yeah, I've been seeing, I don't know why it's not publicized. I've been seeing, these rappers lately been going to homeless shelters and throwing money up.
Oh, and making it rain in the homeless shelter.
I'm like, this sounds crazy. And I'm not going to say it was absurd. Throwing money up in the club is absurd. Mm-hmm. But going to a homeless shelter and being like, look, I'm going to make it rain in a homeless shelter.
Okay. Given a choice of the two.
Yeah, I would do that.
I'll take the latter.
Yeah, I'll take the latter.
They're going to make it rain. Make it do it in a homeless shelter, man.
Yeah. If you want some publicity, that make me think, if you want to squander your money, that's the best way to squander it. Give it to somebody else that you think really need it. You're like, look, I threw up $5,000 somewhere. I made it rain $5,000 in a homeless shelter.
Right. Okay. Where the guys are not, entertaining for cash.
That's
okay,
right. I thought about it. I'm like, man, I was like, that's what would you get the mindset like? Because you already live a flamboyant lifestyle and you really probably not in the right place in your mind because you live in a certain lifestyle that way. But some drove somebody to be like, look, I'm gonna throw $5,000 in this spot right here. This is what I'm gonna do with it.
Yeah. Okay. They could, do it a number of ways, but they're in a homeless shelter, which means they are homeless. Yeah. And Warwick Dunn, his thing is, he's going to put people in housing situations. So he's taking it a step further.
That's right.
Where he's making these folks that are homeless no longer homeless. But, that helps too, man. Give them some cash in their pocket. Maybe Christmas is coming. Maybe they can buy some nice gifts for their kids.
Yep. I've been, I know today's show we was talking about, I know we budgeted and everything. I see you got something over there. And I'll just talk about just paying big ticket items off and looking at things. And I was looking at something the other day, and I was looking at, I got a vehicle that I'm about to be ready to pay off. And I got a text message the other day, and it said, you will be paid off 4 months ahead of time. So then I started doing the numbers, and I was like, well, then I broke it down. I said, well, if this payment was this, if this payment was that, then I looked at the interest, and I was like, let's say if it was a big ticket item, a big luxury vehicle or something, and you paid it off early, 4, 5, 6 months, or even a year. I was like, look how much money you saved doing that.
How much money you saved, man.
Then I thought about it. I said, well, how did I do that? I was like, okay, I remember paying an extra $25 a month over a 5-year period. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, extra $25. First year, it's like $250, $400, right? Between that, probably $300. So I was like, okay, that's 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. So I would shave off about 6 payments. And depending on, if you get some extra money, you pay an extra $100, $200. So, but then that's saving interest, too. So if you pay something off 6 months early.
Because that extra money went directly to the principal.
That's right.
Okay. Because anytime you're in a loan situation, the first money in goes towards the interest.
That's right.
So the lender is getting his money off the top.
Yep.
So when you pay that additional amount, that definitely reduces the principal.
Yeah,
and it's home. Homeowners do the same thing.
Yeah, they do it with the double payments, like
bi-weekly.
Yeah, they get a 30-year mortgage and they try to do the 10-year. They try to cut credit off in 10 years. Mm-hmm. The bi-weekly payment.
It makes a difference.
Yeah,
right?
It makes a difference. Like you try to hit the interest, and then the next payment you pay, you hitting all principal.
Right.
Even if the interest is supposed to be on it for so many years, but you're paying that double payment and you're working it. So that's the configuration. So that's just, it's amazing looking at that and just thinking about just when you're budgeting and the money you get.
Yeah,
to get out of situations.
And if you're seriously, trying to get your credit restored or increase your credit score, those kind of things help.
I know.
Because you got some cushion now.
Yeah, I've been practicing what I've been preaching. That's all it was. When I got the text message, I was like, Chauncey, congratulations. You will be paying almost 5 months early.
Okay.
I was like, let me figure them numbers out. I'm like, I'll save like $1,500. That's $1,500 that I didn't have at first.
Real dollars, man.
That's right.
That you can save.
But yeah, but then I'll be done making the actual payment. So if I'm not done making the actual payment, I could take half of that and invest it.
Start you an IRA.
That's right. Invest it.
Okay.
And then the other half, do something else with it.
Right.
And build something else with it. So it's like you can look at invest here and then IRA there. So it's like, and then you're like, well, the vehicle in still good condition and everything, but just looking at those numbers, I was just thinking, all right, that's $1,500. I'm going to say that's $1,500 I could put away off a lump right there.
Right. And you look at that and say, okay, this vehicle I got now will last me, we're going to project it like 5 years.
Five more years. Yep.
Look at the amount of money that you're saving. Technically, after 5 years, if you do the investing, you can probably go pay cash.
Yeah, for a vehicle. Yep.
For your next car.
For a next car that's 2-3 years old.
Okay.
3 years old at the tops.
Right.
But they're making cars to last a little bit better because they're not rusting as fast. So you can go for I've seen kids riding in 2006s.
Still. Okay. Yeah.
I'm like, they still look good. I'm like, they riding. I'm like, I had that car. I seen a charge the other day. I'm like, somebody just got it. I'm like, I got that in 2006. It's 2016. They riding a 10-year-old car.
And it looked good.
Yeah, and it still looked good.
Yeah, and it's transportation, right? Let's not forget.
It's A to B.
It's A to B.
It's not a tuxedo.
Nope.
Not a driving tuxedo.
Nope. And I heard an interesting, I was at a conference in Grand Rapids last week, and it was talking about the phenomenon of lower gas prices, more cars, people driving more miles, okay? Only because of the gas is cheaper. And a lot of people have, especially in a metropolitan area,
smaller vehicles,
have decided that they would rather use Uber.
Oh, yeah.
For transportation purposes than their own vehicle. Because when you do the math for the maintenance, the insurance, and the gas, it's a lot cheaper for them to do their traveling via the Uber guys.
Yeah, that's right. When you're in the metropolitan area, you're right. That's what I do every time I go to a big city. I get in an Uber.
Yeah.
I actually Uber drove myself. Like, I'm going to the supposed to be going to the game this weekend. I'm like, my buddy, like, you work at Uber? I'm like, man, I gotta go to the game. Like, just like, you do that too? I was like, I don't club and hang out. I'm like, who wouldn't want to make $1,000 on a Saturday at a Michigan State football game? Who would turn $1,000 down?
Transporting people in, you know, from the parking lot to the stadium.
Man, come on. Tailgate. Come on. You wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, your phone going to be off the chain.
Yeah.
So it's good money. It's supplemental income. And it's another business you could possibly start to pay off some more bills.
Yes, you can, man.
You work on Saturday. I remember last year I worked the Ohio State game. I made $800 in a 24-hour period. And it didn't happen. It don't go like that all the time because I don't Uber drive all the time. I just do it during the football season. That's my idea of hanging out, having a conversation, working on sales pitches to people, trying to figure out how can I cater to this person, how can I cater to this person. But then it's also creating a supplemental income that I didn't have. But then it's the mileage on the car or the vehicle damage you probably could have, or, you know, it's other things that you got to worry about. But then looking on the other side, like, look at the benefits of it and look what you, what are you really there for?
It's risk and reward in everything we do.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's all calculated. As long as you're doing it on a calculated basis, and you're absolutely right. It's a way for supplemental income.
That's right.
So good. That's good, man.
Yeah. So I'll just I got some tips on managing your credit today. So I know we've been talking about parents, family, talking about money, budget lines, and things like that. So I say, well, I got these pointers today and these tips, and just thinking like how can we connect on managing our credit. Number one is minimize your use of credit. Pay with cash whenever possible, even when it means you're buying something right away because you have to save for it. So that means, like you said, with the car, the vehicle, if you could pay for cash, go for it. Because if you could look at interest over so many years, if you're paying a certain amount of interest, you're going to pay at least $5,000.
Yeah.
I mean, over a five-year period, you're going to pay some money.
Yeah, that was an example we gave a couple weeks ago about the car.
Yeah.
The car was like 15. And, you know, when the lady got through, she's going to be paid $33,000. Yep. And basically $18,000 of it was interest.
Yeah. So it's like you bought two cars.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a Kia? I'm not going to say it.
See you in a Kia.
Free advertising. Kia commercial. Come on.
Buy one, get two.
Yeah. Buy one, get two. How you do that? Where they do that at?
The Grand Rapids Kia. I heard them on the radio, man.
Yeah. Buy one, get two cars.
Yeah.
Get a van, too.
Huh?
You can get a car and a van?
I don't know.
Or you get a mini sedan, and then you get a big boy.
I would think it was something like that, a Kia Sporter.
Like a mid-sized car, like I got outside, and then like a little small one.
Yeah. I was tempted to make the phone call just to find out what the hook was. And I just seemed like I never had enough time to really go in and sit down.
So one of them got to be a lease. You get a free lease.
Think that's probably what it is then. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's probably good to have them on the show and just talk to them about that.
Yeah, yeah. It's, I listen to the Grand Rapids Sports Station, Talk Station, and they do have quite a bit of advertising on that station. So I'm going to make that a point for next week to make that phone call.
But with high interest, you're getting like an invisible car.
Well, I don't. Yeah, well, with an invisible car, because I'm pretty sure this promotion is for folks that's got the good credit.
Yeah,
okay?
Man.
Oh, yeah. They're not going out on the limb for the bad credit thing. So.
I know. It got to be. Like, we'll give you a free lease if you get this car. So now they're doing the, what I would say, pulling the universe towards you. Like, when you look outside, you're like, oh, everybody got a kid.
Right.
But it's the same dude riding around. He just changed cars. So that's just minimizing on. That was the first one, minimizing. The second one says, avoid letting your credit card balances build up. Pay them off as quickly as possible as you can. I follow that tip myself.
Every 30 days.
Yep, I got every 30 days. Got enough credit. Got all the credit I need. Things I need. So I'm like, I don't need all that extra exuberant stuff that's going to make me buy something that's not necessary. Emergency only. Make sure bills are paid every month. That's about it.
Yeah, and you travel. But, you know, we know what time is coming up. You know, the holiday season. We're almost into November. People are going to start getting bombarded with, you know, come buy this, come buy that. And if you haven't saved up, you haven't done the due diligence and the dedicated savings, you're going to be tempted to go out and use the credit card,
and that's
right?
That's a shame. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Nope. Don't do it.
Stay away.
Okay.
The Grinch that stole Christmas
is here.
Is your credit card. And I'm telling you, they will steal the rest of the year for you.
Yeah.
From you. You'll be banking your income tax on Christmas. Who spends their income tax at Christmas?
Don't do it if you
get an income tax return.
Right.
So most times, most people that's managing their money, right, they don't either get an income tax return or they might not get really not much at all.
Don't get much
at all.
Because
they investing or they saving it or they figuring out how to use it as a business income. So it's like if they do got some benefits, they claiming that on their taxes. They upping their numbers, their exemption numbers.
Yeah.
So they not like, I don't want the government to invest my money. I'm going to invest it during the year. And then I send the government my tax return, my loan form, and say, hey, this is what I did. And I don't need no credit card. So I'm doing Christmas this way.
Yep. You know, make that list. Okay. Make the list of the wants and needs,
and
right?
Needs. Yes. Needs.
And make sure that the wants aren't very big. Make sure that's a short list. And do the needs for your kids and stick to it. Because there's other things that's going to come after January 1 that you need to take care of.
Yeah, and we phasing into it. After January 1, what I notice is I get a lot of volume phone calls for student loan debt to help. And what I did was, I mean, I had to create a separate number. I had a 1-800 number. Now I got a 231 number. So I'm going to share that on the audience today before we get off. So
okay.
It's a regional number for this area. So like 231 and 616 and 269 people, they can get fast help from me. So I thought about that because it's that season, going into that season. And some people get the right mindset. Like, look, they on my back trying to say, like, somebody inboxed me today. And it just goes into, like, finance and everything. They were in forbearance. And their student loan payment is $300 when they come out. And it was like a company contacted me. I was like, who was it? And they mentioned the name. I just actually helped somebody else get back from a bad company like 2 weeks ago. I'm like,
yeah.
They charged them a large amount of money and they didn't do nothing.
No.
So we had to fight and help them get their money back. I'm like, why y'all didn't contact me? You know me already. I'm like, sometimes people just don't want you to know. And like, I wrote a post about this the other day and I said, pride is wanting to do everything by yourself. But when you have pride, you leave blessings on the table.
Mm-hmm.
You leave blessings on the table when you have pride because you think you can do everything by yourself. And just scripture talks about no man is an island.
Right.
The power of two is amazing. It's a song by Rob Bass. You probably, I'm old enough to be your son, but I know you probably heard this jingle. It takes two to make the things go right.
It takes
two to make it out of sight. They made it a rap song, but originally it was an old school.
It was R&B.
That's
rhythm
right.
and blues.
That's
yes,
right.
Sir.
Okay, then.
I remember.
So now we both, see, that's when you had real kind of music.
Oh, yeah.
Hip hop that used the R&B. So they're like, oh, you be jamming in the house. Like, where were you get that track from? I used to jam to that with my afro, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, Dad, this is a new hip hop song. We got the We got the hats on and the hats to the side and the boots right. on with it now. But y'all was wearing the pins. So it's like
the looking bell at that. Bottom.
Yep. So just thinking about how when people trying to leverage their credit and they and whatever other issues they doing, it's okay to not have pride, to avoid being shameful about the situation, because if somebody's that you know that's in it, like what we do, and once upon a time we struggle with it. So it's like it's looking at it from a different point of view. Don't look at it from like this person gonna talk about me.
No,
look at it.
No,
look at
no,
it as
no.
like, man, this man about to help me out.
That's it, man.
So like everything I share, like I started the show off today sharing with on how I use something I do myself to be like, oh, I'm about to pay my vehicle off 6 months ahead of time.
That's
I'm
what
about
we
to
do.
Save
man.
Like $1,500.
Real life examples.
Yeah, I don't think I calculated the interest right either. So I just was like playing with some numbers, like just doing hypothetical situations. So I like, but then that gets me excited when like 6 months. I mean, how can I go 9 months? What I gotta do?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm looking at numbers I got ahead of here, like, oh, I got this money that's coming. I can put this on it. So and then when I get that letter in the mail, you paid off.
Oh.
Man, freedom.
Okay.
Oh, freedom over me. One day I was locked down. Now I'm free.
Financial freedom.
Yeah, that make you learn how to learn.
Financial freedom, man.
Financial freedom. Do you know, do you know, do you know? At an interest rate, if you're paying an interest rate, you're paying between $200 and $300 for a vehicle over 5 years, that's $15,000. And imagine if you could take that and pay that off, and then have another 5 years where you use that same vehicle, you might have to replace a water pump, alternator, some belts, some batteries. That's what
routine
I'm doing.
Routine maintenance.
Yeah, I'm doing that right now because it gets to a certain mileage, but then that's all good.
It's all good, man.
Because when I get in it and they crank up and they go where I need to go and I don't owe nobody,
it's a good
showtime.
Feeling.
It's showtime.
A good feeling, man.
So I praise the Lord for that one. So just looking back at that, so like when we share stuff on the radio, ladies and gentlemen, we actually sharing the experience we went through. So it's like it's not like we looking at notes and not using them ourselves. So it's things and practices that we developed and going in our own nature. So looking at debt and things like that, let's be free from debt. Why would you want to do things make you smarter?
Nope.
Do things make you look like you're successful?
Nope.
If my suit is shinier than yours, Tony, does that mean that I have more money than you?
I don't think so.
That means I'm smarter?
I don't think so. Actually, I don't.
Probably
I
can dance so. Better. Probably it's probably part of a clown suit. But
yeah.
But in the same capacity, it's like, does that prove that I'm better than the next man because I have a certain item on that I paid a certain amount for, or I financed something for so long and you didn't?
Material, man. Materialistic.
Yeah, it's just,
it does not make the man.
It okay? don't make you at all.
No. And we need not get caught up in those kinds of things, because there are a lot of things out here that we need to be paying attention to that really is going to make life a lot more pleasurable for you. Okay?
Yes, it is.
So, I mean, good, you know, it's good stuff, man, that you're telling our audience. And, you know, the one thing is, like, ask for help.
Well, ask for help.
Okay. Pride can be a defeating situation for you.
Exactly.
If you're prideful to the point where you can't say, hey, Chauncey, man, this is my situation. What do you think I can do? What are my options? And you're going to give them information.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to tell them. They might hear testimony from me.
And that's okay.
I live with testimonies. He about to give me a sermon.
That's good. You probably need it.
He about to give me a sermon on how somehow he did this and that, and somehow God was found in it. He about to tell a story.
Look here, man. I'm listening to the radio about these guys going to Vegas. This is a true story.
Yes.
And I think they went for a bachelor party, right?
Okay.
So these are like sports jocks, you know, and they're hanging out in Vegas. They go to this club. And they say they're having a good time, and one of the guys disappeared. Don't know where the guy at. They look around the club. They can't find him. They say about 4:30 in the morning, they get a ride back to the condo, wherever they're staying at. And he said about 6:30, old dude drags in. He goes straight to bed. And, you know, the rest of the guys, they get up. And they hear this screaming noise coming out of his bedroom about 8:30.
Yes.
And they go in, and my guy, he's holding his cell phone. And they asked, what's wrong, man? He says, look at this. Somebody, wherever they went to, had got his credit card and had charged up like $22,000 worth of entertainment on his card. Whether or not it was, you know, I'm pretty sure these were inflated type of charges. But fact of the matter is, they took advantage of Odoo because he didn't protect that card when he was in. It was probably a girly joint.
Oh yeah.
And I've seen these stories on TV where they actually get that card and they swiping for these expensive bottles of champagne and what have you. And it was like $22,000 the next morning that old dude that got clocked for when he finally woke up and realized what had happened.
It's on that movie Will Smith with Focus.
Is that part of it?
They go to the Super Bowl, a hypothetically created Super Bowl in the movie, and they create this Ponzi scheme where they got scanners and pickpockets, and they stealing everything from credit cards to watches and everything. And people find themselves in situations where they were out going out to do the wrong thing, and they probably was in a monogamous relationship.
Uh-huh.
And they couldn't tell their wife that my credit card got stolen when I was here. Now, the credit card getting stolen, it's not your fault. But the environment that you were in was wrong.
Okay.
So that's a whole other thing. That's like.
Yeah. So Hollywood is based on true life events, basically.
Oh, please. Yes, okay. It is, man. Just all day. So I just tried to keep it clean with my wife. Like, hey.
It's one thing. I went to Vegas. The credit card. Once I got my rental car, paid for my hotel.
You locked it up.
It ain't coming out, Doc.
It ain't coming out for nothing. It ain't coming out of nothing.
No, not at all.
Yeah, that's how that big city life is. I know when we was in D.C., I made sure my wallet was in my front pocket.
Yeah.
In the back, somebody bumped me on the subway, that'd be in your pocket. So it's just stuff to think about because we're in a technology age. All they need is a swipe or all they need is an image. And if they got the image of the front part, They got computer technology of find the back part. It's just amazing. That's why they got those chips in them now.
Yeah, right.
People know what they know how to do their thing.
Yeah, and it's like even if you go to restaurants and you hand them your credit card, they leave away from the table to go to the counter to swipe that card. There's nothing to say that they're not writing down the information.
That happened.
It happens.
That happened at BW3s.
Oh, okay then.
A couple years ago, somebody did that. Was taking people credit cards and writing, say if you come in as a group,
mm-hmm.
they was writing larger amount of tips because it was like nonprofits or corporations coming in.
Okay.
So, you know, a corporation come in, they have a bill of $300 at a BW3s in the area. And this waitress would be like, oh, let's give myself an extra $10.
Mm-hmm.
Give myself an extra $10. Extra $10.
You do
extra
that.
Extra $20. Extra $30.
Course of a night.
Yeah. They start looking. They say, hold on, this person getting a lot of tips.
Okay.
So then people start calling in and say, I didn't pay that much. I know I didn't tip that much.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody changed that. So then it's like, it's just a lot of serious issues that come in when you're dealing with that card, man.
It's
actually, depending on where you're at and how you're using it, it's actually the safest thing too, though, because you got it. So if you won't lose cash. So it's a benefit on both sides.
Well,
you never see.
What I have with mine is anytime I use that card or it's used, I get an instant alert on my phone.
Okay. Mine does that too.
Tell me what the amount is.
If it go over, mine is over $250.
Okay.
Anything over $250, I get an alert. And I do that. You can go online and do that on your phone.
That's what I did.
On your bank. So you do that on your bank. And then once that happens, and then I get a text.
Mm-hmm.
They say, Chauncey, did you approve this particular purchase?
Right.
And I say to myself, I'll say, oh, what's this? Because sometimes my wife had my card. I'm like, oh. Bath and Body Works, $7,000.
In New York.
That's a problem. But, you know, it's just think about it. You know, your wife, you're like, oh, I hate your card, baby. And it's like, it's always like that, too. When you get your wife a card or something, they don't spend, I don't even want to use the trite terminology. They don't spend the corporate money. They don't spend the money that is allocated to them.
Right.
When they get your car, they're like, oh, it's
your money.
That's corporate. This is a corporate account. Like,
yeah.
You know, so it's like they have their income, but then at the same capacity, look at yours. Like, I don't have to use my money today. I got this car. I'm going to use everything.
Yeah,
and then they give it back to you like, oh, here go the receipts.
Like, oh, yeah, they all folded up, though. See?
Yeah,
they right folded there. Up, but you have to unfold them to really read them.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. We right know there. That
my,
trick.
My wife got a spot on the kitchen counter like she does that. And it's, like, yeah, and be right there, it'd be folded. Like, oh, I'm done for the day. I did the things you wanted, and there it is. So it makes you think about it's got the benefits and the negatives, but
just thinking about
just trying to pay things off faster and being able to have that financial freedom. I had someone tell me this a couple years ago, and I almost fell into this trap. some years ago. And they say, Chauncey, what's wrong with getting what you want all life? One day you're going to die.
True.
But then I say, man, why do I want to stress, man?
Mm-hmm.
Why do I want to stress every month about paying for something?
Mm-mm.
Instead of really having it, I'd rather have it in my pocket than to have it in my driveway.
Sleep good at night, let me tell you.
I'd rather have it in my pocket than have it in my driveway. Because in the end, what kind of validation is going to get me? You had this car, you had this, you had that. If you got the woman you want, if you got love, what other things are you seeking? You seeking attention from somebody else?
Mm-mm. It's not about the house you live in. It's not about the car you drive. Yeah. It's not about the clothes. It's about the lives you touch.
Yeah.
Okay, that to me means a lot when you have kids that you've mentored in your lifetime, and even your own kids.
Now, I'm not knocking Prosper. Now. I like Prosper.
But no, we're supposed to prosper.
But then when like I was talking to a guy earlier today, because like I really believe in, I mean, tithing from the gross. I really believe in it. I'm going to keep on talking about this audience because I've encountered people that do it. And the advice they give me, they ask the first question they ask me. Now, we're talking about these prominent people. These are CEOs and people that I know that look like me. That's in big cities.
Mm-hmm.
And they mentoring me. Like, how's it going with your tithing? Not how much I'm going to pay them to talk to me. But how much am I sowing into God's kingdom? They asked me that. Like, you doing that? And I was like, why are you always asking me that? This when I was stubborn.
Stingy.
They said, when I get ready to bring you alone and really help you doing what you're doing in the community, I want to know, not can I trust you? Can God trust you, Chauncey?
Mm-hmm.
So when I turn you on to the expansion or the God's territory or the blessings I'm in, I know you won't be prideful. You won't boast because you've been humbled because you learn how to be a faithful giver.
Mm-hmm.
And once you learn how to be a faithful giver, now you can receive. So once you receive, you won't be like, look at me. You won't go out and get the ridiculous car. You get the, like it's a song by Jay-Z, say, get the right watch, the right car, the right suit. And in the video, and I don't listen to that much hip hop, but that was a time I did. And he showed the images of what he had on. He was like, the right car, the car that had no rims on it.
Mm-hmm.
The right watch. The watch didn't have bling bling in it.
It was a Timex.
Probably. The right suit. It was like, it was clean cut. It looked like he was going to Benjamin.
JCPenney.
You know? Looking good stuff. And I was like, that's what you want. I mean, you want to be able to say, okay, I'm in these, I'm prospering, but as I'm prospering, I'm not splurging.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I say prosperity, I'm not saying that having a favor to be able to knock some payments off of a bill you get. Having a favor and a grace from God to say, I don't owe nobody. That's balling.
Yes, sir. Great
balling.
Feeling. Great feeling, man.
I don't owe nobody balling. That's balling.
Yeah.
And then you're able to go week to week, month to month, and be like, oh, I'm putting this away. I'm putting that away. Or if emergency come up, something come up, you're like, I got this. So, like, being able to pay something off and not going into debt for something else. I remember the first time I did that, I had a car that was paid off. It was a Honda Civic. I was in 2002, and the Honda Civic was like a 94. It had a little rust on it, but I drove it to Toronto. I was able to get around, do what I needed in it. My friends was cool with it. Even my girlfriend I had was cool with it. Someone told me to get a new car, like a dummy, before I got educated. And I got this vehicle, and I hated the vehicle. I went to Boston in this Cadillac, and it broke down in Boston. I spent $800 here.
They do break down.
Then I had to do this to it. I had to do that to it. And every time I did something to it, it cost me at least $300. I said, God, bring my Honda back.
Yeah, you look good doing that Cadillac, man. You off shopping that Cadillac.
I was shopping that Honda, man.
Okay.
The Honda was low to the ground. It was already laid back. Had the rust in the right spot.
Dependable. Very dependable.
It had the rust in the right spots. And my mouthpiece was strong enough because I know I was single when I had the Honda. And my mouthpiece was strong enough to be able to pull that woman that looked like I had a Mercedes.
Right.
So I ain't had to have that. She could have that. So it was just like you look at things and situations. Do you really need to add that to your repertoire? Do you
live
really need to?
And learn. Live and learn, man.
So
that's it.
That's our show. Just paying things off and just getting everything in balance. I want to give them this new number I get.
Oh, yeah.
To keep them for local business and everything because it's a necessity that we strive and we constantly help. We want to constantly be able to help each other and do things where we are above and beyond just doing the regular. So I said, well, how can I help this area out faster with a phone number that I have to be able to reach people? And I'm looking for it right now. I was like, I'll be doing so much stuff. But as I got it in here, I want to really share it with the audience because it's a necessity that you had. Me being from Muskegon and being able to be connected to something nationally, I want my people, my community to be connected to what I'm trying to do for my city at large.
Gotcha.
Here's the local number that you can use for Muskegon, Michigan. It's 231-252-1641. I added that number because I had an 800 number, and I still have that 800 number, but I want to be able to help my people in my city in a larger capacity in this region because I get most of my calls from the 231-269-517 numbers. So I want to make sure I just give this number again. It's 231-252-1641, and it's just for credit restoration program that we can help build and build our community and help our people in a faster way.
Okay, Chauncey.
I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
This is What Do I Do Now, your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success on 103.7 The Beat.